right, one of my New Year's resolutions is to let you know my pronouns, well, even if they aren't pronouns at all. So today I will choose he, him, or she, it, something like that, whatever it takes. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, January 2nd, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Amish gone wild. Four Amish teens arrested after careening through the countryside, drinking and driving while racing their horse-drawn carriage and tossing empty beer cans along the way. Apparently, it's not the time for these boys raising a little hell. Number two, a new year means new laws and new things to worry about when it comes to making sure you don't get hauled in. Some are odd, others worrisome, while others are downright dangerous to your liberty and your freedom. And number one, the year of Trump 2020 getting started. Will there actually be an impeachment trial in the Senate? That's a good question. If not, will the Democrats try to create more narratives for more impeachment investigations? Count on it. And who will be left to pick up the pieces and run for president as a Democrat? So many questions, so little time, good thing. I'm here to help you through it all. I'm Steve Gruber. Thank you for being here. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us at The Steve Gruber Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All of those happy places are places you can find us as well. Coming up in just a moment, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West will be here in a moment. But first, let's do this. Let's look at some new polling. Joe Biden continues to lead the pack in national polling, 28.3%. Now, that's continuing to kind of erode away. He was in the mid to high 30s of support when he first entered the race. Now he's down to 28.3% support nationally. Bernie Sanders running in second place at just over 19%. Elizabeth Warren hanging out at 15% in third place. And then you've got Mayor Pete and Bloomberg, Klobuchar, Yang, and everybody else. But it's a different story when you go to Iowa, where Mayor Pete Buttigieg is leading in Iowa. Sanders second, Biden third. In New Hampshire, it's Bernie Sanders leading the way, followed by Buttigieg and Biden and Warren. In Nevada, though, it's Biden. In South Carolina, it's Biden leading Warren in both of those places. So it's Biden, Warren, Sanders, Biden, Warren, Warren, Sanders. And then the betting odds give Joe Biden the best chance of winning the nomination for the Democrats at 33.4%, followed by Bernie Sanders, 22.2%. I would love either one of these guys. I think Bernie Sanders, the angry leftist, the angry communist, you know, pounding his fists and yelling at Donald Trump. I think it would make great theater. I look forward to it. By the way, the best chance of winning, I've got a breakdown here from The Hill. Biden has been leading in the national polls since he launched his campaign in April, of course. His advantage eroding, but it's still significant, a roughly 10-point lead, nationally 28.3, 19.1 second place. Biden's support has proved more resilient than many predicted, because there's a whole bunch of Democrats that consider themselves lifelong Democrats but don't consider themselves communists or socialists. There are at least three pillars buttressing Biden's candidacy. First, he's way ahead in terms of black support. Second, polls from battleground states have helped him make the case that he is the best person to take on Donald Trump. And third, Biden's long career and his centrist ideology, relatively speaking, appear to have a comforting appeal to voters who are tired of the never-ending drama of the Trump era and, again, don't consider themselves communists or socialists, honestly. I mean that's just the bottom line. But I want you to hear about some new polling. Donald Trump beats all candidates except Joe Biden in Florida, according to new Mason-Dixon polling. Trump beats them all. Beats Sanders, Warren, Buttigieg. Same is true in Virginia. Trump beats them all in Virginia. And remember, Virginia went for Hillary Clinton. Virginia's a state with 13 electoral votes. They could certainly end up in the Donald Trump column in 2020. It's a battleground state. It was a comfortable win for Hillary Clinton, but don't you think for a second it's not up for grabs in 2020. Anyhow, Joe Biden wins in the Mason-Dixon poll in Virginia and Florida. Donald Trump will win Florida no matter who comes along. Bet it. You can bet that. But then you go to national polling, and once again, The Democrats tend to have an advantage anywhere from 1 to 5 points nationally over Donald Trump. So it is possible that Donald Trump could win the Electoral College again and have the Democrat candidate win the popular vote. And again, so what? It's not the way we do things. By the way, the latest polling from USA Today shows Trump winning against every Democratic candidate in a national head-to-head, so it's hard to say what's going to happen there. But Joe Biden is the odds-on favorite right now. Bernie Sanders, the angry curmudgeon, is up to second place. His July ranking was fourth. You see, when Sanders had a heart attack in October, we all kind of thought, a lot of us thought, well, that's the end of it for him. He was already in danger of being eclipsed by Elizabeth Warren. That is until she told the truth about her health care plan that would cost $52 trillion. That's with a T, $52 trillion. But Sanders bounced back with vigor, delivering an impressive debate performance in Ohio after his first appearance after the heart attack. And he got a big introduction of enthusiasm, injection of enthusiasm when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez endorsed him. And she's appeared with him several times on the campaign trail now. And the passion of Sanders supporters almost, to me, guaranteeing a contested convention. It's Bernie Sanders that's going to create a contested convention because he sits there at 15, 18, 20%. The people are going to vote for Bernie. They're not going to be dissuaded. They feel they were robbed, ripped off, cheated in 2016. They're not going to let that happen again. They're not going to sit idly by. Bernie Sanders could be the kingmaker. Bernie Sanders could be the kingmaker. In fact, he could be, maybe it's Biden Sanders. Because Bernie Sanders could say, here's the deal. Without my support, you get nothing. Without my support, you don't get a chance to become the nominee. So my delegates will go to this person or that person, becomes the kingmaker, right? There it is. Third place, Senator Elizabeth Warren, who, by the way, in July was number one. She was number one on the road to being the Democrat nominee. She's now fallen to third place. She was the clear front runner as recently as early October when she led polls in Iowa and New Hampshire and was challenging Joe Biden for the overall lead nationally. But a provoked scrutiny did that surge. Medicare for all, $52 trillion, and it all fell apart, which brings us all the way down to Mayor Pete. He stays in position number five. Mayor Pete, bringing in lots of money, $25 million he just brought in, 37-year-old mayor of a small Midwestern city, one of the big four contesting the nomination. Even as high-profile senators like Kamala Harris and Kirsten Gillibrand exited the race. Built on media appearances, he continues to get in front of the camera, does well there. But he gets no black support at all. He runs in fourth place in support of African-American voters in terrible position there, so it's not going to happen. Then it's followed by Amy Klobuchar and others, but there's the top five. The top five. Biden, it's his to lose, and lose he will, but we don't have any idea who the candidate's going to be for the Democrats. None at all. None at all. All right? Contested convention. It could be anybody. Could be me. Wouldn't that be exciting? 14, because I'd tell the truth. 14 after, it's the Steve Cooper Show. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West joining me after the break. Don't go anywhere.
'19 will soon be drawing to a close, and that means it'll be time to settle up with Uncle Sam. How much do you think you'll owe? Well, here's something to think about. There's still time to potentially reduce your 2019 tax obligations. And Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services can help you do it. They're now scheduling their popular end-of-the-year tax planning reviews, and they've set aside a few select dates exclusively for their radio listeners. We all have to pay taxes, but you shouldn't have to pay more than your fair share. So, come in for a tax planning session and let Bruce and Michael show you some strategies that you could be taking advantage of. The review slots are filling up, so reserve yours today by calling 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526. Or online at mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us. But it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.